And I think the big difference going from stationary devices to mobility is that you used to go to where the data is, which is not necessarily where you need the data. And with the more and more mobility, you basically get the data to where you need it.
David Doughty-Perlmutter is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Intel's Mobility Group. He's responsible for design, development, and marketing of Intel's mobile computing products, including the Centrino. His keynote presentation at the Intel Developer Forum here at San Francisco's Moscone West focused on the future of mobility and advancements that are coming, from Santa Rosa laptops to universal mobile PC to future smaller devices, and wireless solutions such as WiMAX and 802.11n. This is PodTech.net. I'm Catherine Giraudot. I talked with Perlmutter in front of a display tracing the history of portable computers. This year marks the 15th anniversary of the Osborne 1, the first commercially available portable computer. I asked Doughty about his own portable computer history.
And I still remember that in the mid-80s, I was carrying home a almost 30-pound portable computer.
Was that the Osborne?
That was not the Osborne, that was a Compaq. The screen was about, I think, 5-inch. So anybody said that the UMPC 5-inch is not a good machine, that was considered very good then. It was heavy, but I was younger and stronger. But it served what I needed, which is basically a computer I could get a job done wherever I am. So it was very much geared between my office and my home. I didn't dare carrying that anywhere else. But that tells a story.
Tell me what you see as the turning point in real portability and availability to the masses.
I think that the first time notebooks were started being considered real other than a toy were in the early 90s when we introduced Pentium into notebooks, that people saw that it's a real good technology going into notebooks. Looks ugly, thick, small, not good enough performance, but I think it's the first time people start feeling it's real. I think the next turning point was very much when we introduced Centrino. That definitely was where the hockey stick of people start using notebook in earnest, and now it went from less than 15% of the people using notebooks versus out of the whole client to in US and Western Europe and other places in the world, more than 50% are using notebooks. That's really something people say. Not compromised. I could use it. I could really get connected to a large extent with the amount of hotspots you have around the globe.
And Centrino was introduced in 2003.
Yeah.
And you...
On my wife's birthday, by the way.
Is that a coincidence?
Yes. I would not plan to be away from home for entering a product in my wife's birthday. So that was a coincidence.
You just mentioned to be connected. One of the reasons people mm-hmm. want a portable computer is to be connected.
Right.
Now, one of the innovations of Centrino was wireless
right.
technology on board.
Yeah.
And where is that going now?
Basically, wireless communication goes in two vectors. One is speed. We started the first Centrino mobile technology was based on 802.11b, which was a theoretical speed of about 11 megabit per second. We are going to introduce early next year our Kedron technology, 802.11n, which is going to be about 300 megabit per second, with a 30x improvement in 3.5 years. It's essentially broadband, but it's still local. So this wireless LAN, local area network. The other vector is what I call reach, or, you know, wireless LAN is really a location base. You do it in your office, in your home, in a hotspot, in a cafe, in a hotel room. You want to move away from it. So first step is going to be using more of a 3G, HSDPA technology. But this gives you a relatively weak throughput. A few hundred kilobit per second, which means three order of magnitude below what you could get on a Wi-Fi today. But next year and going into 08, we're going to have WiMAX, which is going to give you about 10 megabit per second, which is the initial Wi-Fi speed, but at a much broader range. It could be anywhere you have a network. You'll be connected anywhere you want, at home, in the road, driving, or whatever. So speed vector and the reach vector, and of course have to be done in a power levels that will not dissipate your battery in a few seconds.
So what other kinds of future small devices are you working on or technology?
Well, the UMPC on itself is not one device. Basically, it's going to be multiple shapes and forms and usage models. And I think we all need to think about the UMPC not as a smaller PC. I think that's the wrong thinking, and that's going to be the minority of the devices. Majority of the devices are going to be devices that use the power of the PC, use the power of the infrastructure of the PC and the Intel architecture on the web, but do not necessarily just run Word in a smaller keyboard. It's very much tapping on the applications and the infrastructure that is out there on a device that you carry with you. And you can think about web gaming, you can think about navigation, that on top of that you build all kind of web information other than just get the coordinate of where you are. You could think about information devices that you could get and get it, you know, whenever you need it, not just you go. And I think the big difference going from stationary devices to mobility is that you used to go to where the data is, which is not necessarily where you need the data. And with the more and more mobility, you basically get the data to where you need it.
I wonder if you could sum up the history of laptop computing, since we're here on the anniversary of the first portable computer, to where we're going.
I think the summary is very simple. We are moving from hardly portable devices, you know, with all the respect to the visionaries that view that computing as something that you take with you, into something which is becoming more and more mobile and personal. Because the one thing that goes together with mobile is personal. It's not yours, like a cell phone. It became from the home phone to your own personal phone. A computer, the moment it's mobile, it's now your computer that you take with you. You have your own personality. So I think we'll see more of the kind of more and more mobile devices, and which become more and more personal devices that have your own identity as part of it. It carries the data you need, it carries the shape you want, and it looks like you would like it to be.
Dadi Perlmutter is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Intel's Mobility Group. We talked at Intel's Fall Conference for Developers in San Francisco. I'm Catherine Girardeau. You're listening to PodTech.net.